I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio with Health Focus here at the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston. Many children with special health care needs are at an increased risk of developing oral health problems. To talk about oral health care for children with special needs is Dr. Cynthia Hipp, Director of the Pediatric Dental Residency Program at the College of Dental Medicine at MUSC. Dr. Hipp, why are some children with special health care needs at higher risk for oral health problems?
Some children with special health care needs may not understand what they need to do, so they lack the cognitive ability. Other children don't have the physical ability to be able to handle a toothbrush. They may also have some neuromuscular conditions that also prevent them from handling a toothbrush. Some of them also may have some oral aversion issues, so they don't like anything coming near their mouth. So it's hard for them, but it's also hard for their caregiver.
In addition to dental decay, what are some of the issues that might crop up for children with special needs?
Besides dental decay and periodontal disease, they may have some bacterial issues, some fungal issues, or viral issues because the oral health is so connected to the general health. Another concern is their enamel may not be as hard. We call that condition enamel hypoplasia, which means the enamel is not as strong, so it makes the tooth more prone to decay.
And when do children typically have that first dental visit?
The Academy of Pediatric Dentistry and also the American Academy of Pediatrics recommends an oral health risk assessment of all children by 6 months of age. Some of those children, especially the children with special health care needs, may need to be referred to a dentist right away. But all children, regardless of special health care needs or not, should have that first dental visit, ideally by 12 months of age.
And your pediatric dental residency program often sees children with special needs. Can you tell us what approach you take or what things you do to make that dental visit okay for the kids?
One of the things we may do is invite them to come to the office on a day when they're not seeing anybody, but they can see how the office works, how the dental chair works, show them the x-ray machine, show them the toothbrush. If they have a sibling, to come along to the sibling's appointment to see how that works. And then slowly introduce them to the clinic. The first visit may be just sitting in the regular chair. We don't have to make them go in the dental chair. And ask the parent what they find works well for their child.
And extra time is involved, it sounds like, for some of the children with special needs.
Right. So we try to plan the same provider, the same dentist, the same staff member, and the same room. A lot of times doing the same time of the day. We found that a lot of these children like routine. And so if we can have those things that match up would be the best.
I know it can be challenging for parents to find a dentist in their own area who is geared toward treating children with special health care needs. Can you suggest any tips for parents about how to find someone in their region who is skilled and experienced with children with special needs?
The first thing I would do is recommend asking other friends or family members. Another thing would be to contact their local dental society that may have a list of providers that have signed up to take care of children with special health care needs. And also, the pediatric dentists in the community are often a good resource for these families.
Dr. Hipp, thanks for providing this update about oral health care for children with special needs.
You're welcome, Bobby. I appreciated the opportunity to be here.
From the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio.